Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Dina Marie from San Diego.
Hi, I'm an alcoholic. My name's Dina Marie. And happy birthday, Stuart, that wherever you are. That's awesome. 1 year of sobriety. There you are. And welcome to all the newcomers. Welcome to a new way of life. I am here because I am a real alcoholic, as described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm not, I thought for a lot of years I was a problem drinker, and I could stop drinking whenever there was a problem. And that just didn't turn out to be so. I sometimes hear people talk about that they drank to escape. Escape from whatever they were going through, escape from their childhood, or escape from looking in the mirror. You know, I don't know what they were escaping from. I know for me, I drank for the effect. I absolutely drank because I loved the effect produced by alcohol. I loved drinking to oblivion. And that is my experience. And that was my experience from the first drink. It was not even a first drink. It was a first drunk. It was on purpose. I was around 10 years old. And because I come from a family that my grandfather was able to make 250 gallons of wine a year, down in his little wine basement with his jerky and his everything else, very Italian, I had access to the alcohol. And I'm not saying that at 10 years old I automatically knew that that was going to happen, but I was around enough people that knew when people that drank this stuff, something was going to happen. It wasn't always good, it wasn't always bad, but when the adults in my life drank alcohol, something was going to happen. You know, and that's what I wanted, something to happen. You know, and It was my medicine for a long, long time. I drank for a long, long time. And my mother is a sober member of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I'm not sure how many years now. It's a little under 30. But I know, when she first got here, she's a beautiful lady. And when she first got here, she got here with little other motives, and it was to look at the guys. And she told me when I was about 17, 18 years old that if I went to Alcoholics Anonymous, I could get a sober boyfriend too. And so I went with her to the El Cajon Alano Club, and now I'm 52. This was years ago, and through the smoke, what I saw was a bunch of old men where teeth were optional. Okay? It's like, hello, Mom, the only thing that's missing here is the booze. Bye. You know, I obviously was not ready. In 1989, I was facing 5 to 10 years for embezzlement. And I was, God disguised himself as the FBI or somebody. Anyway, somebody arrested me. And, you know, I was sentenced to Alcoholics Anonymous. And, gosh, I really loved Alcoholics Anonymous. But I got to tell you, I know today I wasn't here for all the right reasons. I have to tell you that, because in 1999, after, you know, doing a lot of service work and sponsoring a lot of people, and my first big book looks like the Dead Sea Scrolls. I mean, you know, all of this stuff. The first opportunity when my dad died, and wine was something that you do at a Roman Catholic funeral, I drank it. You know, I just drank it. And I kept that secret for a long time. And within a couple of months of that, because I kept that secret and I didn't tell my sponsor, who is my sponsor today, Sue Searcy, I didn't tell her, I didn't tell anybody. I was supposed to go take care of a house for my aunt, and I cleared out their liquor cabinet in 5 days and their garage of the cases of beer. Then I got desperate. That's when I got desperate. That's at the point where I knew there was no judge making me come here. I wasn't coming here for the guys. I wasn't coming here for any other reason other than I was alcoholic. And when I take a drink, if I'm not, it took a couple months to get drunk again, but the obsession of the mind was there, you know. There's been some other things that have happened in the last 10 years that had nothing, that I haven't drank since 99, but there's been some other things I've done, prescription drugs. So my sobriety date has been changed, and I'm happy to say that I lived through that powdered kind of alcohol. It was iffy. The thing today is I'm very, very sober by grace of God that I don't understand. And I got that God from AA. It used to be that I would try and fit God into me rather than me fit myself into what was already present. And that's different today. I get up and I have instructions on how to live today. I get up and the instructions are that, you know, if you have a wife or a husband, for me, in our home anyway, and this is my experience, we do the third step together, we do the seventh, and then we do the 11th step prayer before we go out and do what we consider God's service. I'm very active in Alcoholics Anonymous. I've heard people say, I've paid for that seat. I've paid for this seat in Alcoholics Anonymous. And I'm here to tell you that my family paid for my seat. My children that I abused paid for my seat. My ex-husbands, my ex-employers, anybody who knew me. On my first four-step, I had 181 people. Those people have helped pay for my seat in Alcoholics Anonymous. And I'm here to give back. And that's my purpose here today, is just to say, my God, you know, I was just a really, the 12 and 12 refers to a fallen woman, you know, and I was queer and everything else. But I got here. And today I'm getting back into being a member of society. I'm married to a wonderful man who I love with all my heart. But Alcoholics Anonymous comes first. I don't know what 10 minutes is. but I know that I hope that I've let somebody know that as a result of Alcoholics Anonymous, as a result of doing the steps out of the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, that I believe I have had a psychic change. I believe that I don't have to get up and have my Jack Daniels there anymore because it's not there anymore. And I don't fear that. I don't fear that it's not going to be there today. And that's a direct result of doing the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. And thank you very much for letting me be of service.